And at 7:35, it's time for this morning's guest commentary from our special guest this week, Travis Mayfield, brought to you by WaFed Bank.
Breaking news! We now know the most used emojis of 2021!
What's he doing?
He's making the wrong face!
Now, before you LOL at this topic, think about how many of these emojis you use every day. Number one, tears of laughter. Number two, red hearts. Number three, crooked tears of laughter. Number four, thumbs up. And number five, just sobbing. So, how do they even know how often we use these emojis? Well, turns out there's actually an international body that maintains standards of text and approves and tracks new and old emojis. It's called the Unicode Consortium.
Huh? What the heck?
Now, Gen Z might want to have a word with the folks at the Unicode Consortium, because Gen Z has expressed a loathing of all five of those top emojis, instead preferring the coolness of the smiley face with the cowboy hat. Well, the boomers I know love their personalized Bitmojis, mom, and animated GIFs, dad, but that's where this silly commentary about emojis takes a turn. Scientists say it's thumbs that actually set us apart, but I would argue it's communicating with images. Aren't cave paintings basically Jen Flintstone's emojis? My point is, we have words, yet sometimes they aren't enough. Friends need secret codes. Families need inside jokes. Lovers need eggplants. If I text my friend a whale emoji, she knows I'm still thinking about her son who died 6 years ago. No words necessary. It's instant. It's impactful. It's important. And it is, at its very essence, a true human connection, right? Even if sometimes that just looks like a smiling pile of poo.
Okay, son, what do we do after we go potty?
Should we wash our hands?
We're number two!